Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
We always appreciate all the You Betters watching on YouTube at youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Our buddy David Larson chiming in. David, we appreciate you. You watching the show right now on YouTube. He writes, let's be sure to not forget to have Mike Somich back for the Preakness. You think?
Where, to be honest, if Mike came on for the next 12 Triple Crown races and got them all wrong, he still gave out a $10,000 super for like 12 bucks.
Well, guess what? Yep. I didn't win it. I didn't win anything on it.
Right, exactly. As far as we're concerned, zero for zero.
He's not even like, who's the Brian McKnight starting back at one? He's at zero right now. Starting at zero. Yeah. All right. Sam Monson's going to join us at the top of the next hour. We'll talk some NFL with Sam from Pro Football Focus. We're going to get into the Bucks, the Nets, their epic game yesterday, and the NBA's Eastern Conference. Talk a little Lakers as well. Adam Burke, ATS.io, joins us next hour as well, talking Major League Baseball. But for now, let's do some NFL draft here. Now, tomorrow on the show, Tuesday, we're going to go through every division in the NFC and play our free roll game, which is basically if you had, you know, a hypothetical $100, how would you spend it betting each division in the NFC? Today, we're going to go through the AFC. So I don't know if we have any imaging for this, but Rick and Tyler, we can just drop down, you know, whatever music bed we think makes sense here, and we can kind of get into the festivities. Okay. Beds. I like it.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like Recommends is a -1,000 favorite to be playing right now.
Bring it up a little bit. I love this. By the way, what's a bigger lock on the show? Us having Mike Somich back for the Preakness or the audio issues in our ears never being fixed?
I mean, they're both a lock. They're both an absolute lock.
It's incredible.
We're on it.
That fills me with confidence.
Yeah, everyone's on the case. Thank God. Yes, thank God everyone's on the case.
How many people does it take to fix like a job? How many people does it take to fix like one of these small mechanical glitches? Right. Anyway.
Call my buddy Richie Wierenski. Have him come over and take a look at it.
Well, you know, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, but Richie Wierenski specializes in things like this, right? In the local Chicago area.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not these type of technical issues, but you know, if you've got any sort of clog, he's there to clear it up for you.
That's awful. That's vile. That's an anus. Okay. Free roll, Ken. We start with the AFC East. Very interesting division where I actually think all four teams have the chance to be like extremely good and like down to like above average, right? I even think the Jets have a chance to be better than people think this year. Not to contend really for like a conference championship or the Super Bowl or anything, but I think the Jets really improved their team as well. So right now over to our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. The Buffalo Bills, the reigning defending AFC East champions, are your favorites once again at -150. Then we have the Dolphins with Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips in tow from round number one at +325. Tua Tagovailoa, the unquestioned starting quarterback down on South Beach. New England Patriots after their free agent spending shopping spree. And then adding Mac Jones with the 15th overall pick in the draft, along with Cam Newton in that quarterback room. The Patriots and Billy Belichick at +350. And then Zach Wilson, Elijah Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore, Robert Saleh, Mike LaFleur, Joe Douglas. I'm just naming names now. And the New York Jets are at 20-1. So, Ken, I give you $100. How you betting the AFC East?
This was a tricky one for me to try to figure out in some ways. Like, And I think the reason for that is that I like Buffalo a lot, but I don't like paying this for Buffalo. And in the win total market, I don't like paying over 10.5 for Buffalo. Like, Buffalo's being rated in both markets like a really good team. And I agree with that. So if that's true, then the $100 can't really go there for me, because I just think this is correct. Like, I just think it's correct. I think they're the favorite. They're a big favorite. They have the highest win total. They have the largest odds to win the division, or the lowest odds. That's correct. Like, I agree with that totally. What I kind of would push back on a little bit, I think the Patriots should have, not significantly, but I think they should have lower odds to win the division than Miami. Maybe by a lot, but I think they should, like, clearly be the second choice. And I think part of the reason for that is there are two things I don't really like a whole lot about Miami as, like, a team coming up for this season, to be honest. Thing number one would just be that they are a team that is being given a win total of 9 and a relatively low odds to win the division, with a quarterback who has shown us absolutely nothing that shows that the team should be deserving of that rating. Zero, that they should be deserving of that rating with him playing.
Well, I mean, he had a couple pretty decent starts early on, obviously tapered off, but, like, he showed something last year. I agree with you. I'm not saying that, like, I'm a Tua believer here, but he had the Arizona game. Some of his early starts I thought were really promising, and then obviously it tapered off as, like, he started getting pulled in the fourth quarter of games for Ryan Fitzpatrick, which you never want to see if, like, you're invested into a Tagovailoa for the future.
Yeah. He's not like Gardner Minshew or something, or like Jake Luton, but I just think, like, the market is rating Miami like they're going to be remember the entire Jacksonville Jaguars 2020 season. Right. I just think like this is a market rating division and win total wise that implies that he, like, has to be good, like, to justify this rating. Even a good version of him, and they win exactly 9 games, and they contend for the division exactly this amount. Like, big guess going on with that, with, like, not, like, lack of evidence, to be honest. So I think I would put a fair amount of the $100 on the Patriots price-wise. Just, like, what is the true difference between all three teams? Is it Buffalo a big gap and then both of those teams tied with each other? Or is it Buffalo a smaller gap to New England and then a gap to Miami? I think it's more likely to be that. And just as justification for that, consensus win total prices in a lot of places right now, Buffalo 10.5, New England 9.5, Miami 9. But then the prices are the same to win the division? Really? I know the limits aren't very high yet, but that's kind of interesting.
What should the Patriots be?
225, 200.
So there, you got some nice value here then, right?
Miami could be like 400. There is a high ceiling version of Miami. There's no question. They have a second year quarterback. Any team with that has a high ceiling. How often that comes through, I think, is, like, a very small percentage of the time this year. So, like,
if two is good, Miami, I think, is, like, a good amount better than New England this year, because we still, and, like, look, for the future, like, we might like Mac Jones a lot. I know you were into the pick as a Patriots fan when it was made on Thursday night. Rookie quarterback, like, the weapons aren't, like, spectacular. They're better than they were last year, which is not really saying much. And, like, I've kind of been a proponent of the offseason they had with, like, bringing Cam Newton back, power run scheme, which I think they're going to do, whether it's Cam or Mac Jones here. But if it's Cam for the majority of the season, and even, like, a rookie Mac Jones, like, I don't know, man. Like, Tua, I don't think has to be great in order for Miami to be pretty good. Like, he's just got to, like, not turn the football over, not be scared to get the ball down the field. And I would think that's going to be the point of emphasis this offseason with Tua. Like, let it rip. They've got some explosive weapons on offense, man. Like, people forget that they added Will Fuller. Now you have Jalen Waddle. Gesicki's obviously awesome. Devontae Parker's still there. I don't know. I don't know that I necessarily agree with. I'm not, like, the Patriots could be better. I wouldn't be surprised if they were. But I think having the Dolphins and the Patriots, like, grouped together, I think is fair. Maybe New England should be slightly lower odds than Miami, but I don't think the chasm should be that wide.
There are two things that I think push against that a little bit. I'll give you one point for Miami that I think justifies, like, people liking them. I think a lot of people are going to like them this year, but I think one thing that justifies that.
I don't know if that's true, because I feel like people think Tua stinks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, we'll see. Let's see how, like, the totality of how the next few months go and how the people we have on and the conversations that we hear. Let's see. Let's kind of see how, like, the buzz for Miami goes. It's going to be interesting, I guess. The point in favor of Miami is just Tua was a rookie quarterback coming into a season where the entire offseason was a disaster. Like, every team that this is my Cleveland point every time, where it's like, is that the best version of Cleveland, or were they trying to just kind of figure it out? Because they had no offseason, because like COVID literally wrecked everything that we thought last summer was going to be in the lead up to the season. If you were a rookie quarterback, if you were a rookie quarterback trying to get acclimated to playing in the NFL, probably messed you up a lot too. So how much of what we saw from him was what he is, and how much was an impossible situation to walk into? We're never going to know the answer to that until the game start. I think that is one point that supports like a high ceiling version of the Dolphins. That's kind of interesting. There are also two things the Dolphins had going for them last year a lot, in addition to the fact that like Fitzpatrick playing well is what led to a good amount of their success, in addition to Tua. Led the league in takeaways last year. That is always an incredibly strong predictor of a team that's going to play worse the next year. The Steelers, to be fair, because people will be like, well, you did this with the Steelers, and then they were still good, right? And they had a ton of takeaways again last year, and they're like the first team in 25 years that's done what the Steelers did. Like, the history of the NFL tells us teams generally get worse when they force a ton of turnovers, because a lot of that's luck driven. Not all of it is, but a lot of it is. And teams that finish first generally get worse. So that's one thing. And then it's that combined with a very easy schedule. Now, like, we can kind of do schedules and stuff as we go too, but I think that's an interesting point with Miami, is just they were kind of supposed to look really good. And Tua was like kind of put in this situation where, you're right, he didn't have to turn the ball over. He could like play pretty well and the team could win, because a lot of the games were a lot easier and the defense was getting every takeaway imaginable. Like, what happens when that doesn't happen? Maybe Tua plays way better. Maybe he doesn't. But the market's kind of rating them like they're a good team. And I'm not sure that's valid. Maybe they're an average team that could be good. And I think that would be kind of a more justifiable rating.
And I will say here, you bet BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, breaking down the AFC East. We'll get to the AFC North in a second following the NFL draft. I like what the Jets are doing here, building this team. Now, it all hinges on whether Zach Wilson's good or not.
Correct.
Second overall pick out of BYU. But you have to like, and they never did this with Sam Darnold, and not the same power structure, but the Jets organization. Like, they're trying to set Wilson up for success now with Becton and Vera Tucker, you know, theoretically protecting his blind side for a decade, bringing in Elijah Moore at the top of round number two, where I think you got to have some confidence, right, in Saleh and LaFleur and Douglas and this brain trust here. Now, if Wilson's bad, then it all goes to hell, obviously. But it's not for this year, but I do like what the Jets are doing. So we cross them off the list for this year. So I said all that about Miami, right? Just being like, okay, a potential defense here for Miami being where they're at. I think you know that I'm pretty high on the Patriots based on the conversations we had following free agency. Next sentence, I have $100 to bet. Yep, I'm betting it all on the Buffalo Bills here, -150.
Like, definitely the best team.
Yeah. I love Buffalo this year. I thought the first two picks in the draft, selecting a couple of pass rushers, Rousseau out of Miami and then Boogie Basham, a guy who Mark Herzlich loved. Boogie Basham, Mark Herzlich, fantastic on our show last week, pumped up Boogie Basham. So Buffalo, you know, addressing its pass rush there with its first two picks. And I think that's kind of like the one place where you can bang on Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, the coach GM of Buffalo, in this rebuild that they've had. The pass rush has never been great, and you spend two picks there. The continuity, everyone that they're bringing back on offense, including the coordinator, Brian Daboll, I think Buffalo is kind of like head and shoulders the best team in this division. And barring like extensive injuries throughout the team or one injury to the most important player, Josh Allen, I mean, how does Buffalo not go like at least 11-6 next year? Like, I almost think -150 is like still a pretty good price if you want to bet on the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's close. I mean, I think we agree. I mean, we agree on a lot of that. I agree Buffalo's the best team. I agree they're the best team by a pretty good margin. What should they be? Like, that's kind of an interesting question. What should they be to win the division? What probability would you give them right now? You know, not knowing really a lot about what we're going to see on the field from all four teams, like actually seeing any preseason or seeing, you know, reading any reports about any of the stuff that's going on right before the start of the year. It's close. Should it be a little bit higher? Sure. I would argue maybe that's where some of Miami's goes a little bit. Maybe it goes to both teams. Maybe it goes to New England and Buffalo. But it has to kind of come from somewhere. You could also argue, like, should the Jets be zero, basically? And that's where some of it should come from.
Maybe they should be zero, right? In another division, maybe you could make the case. But in this division, with three teams that could all be good, the Jets might actually be zero. You might
and
be right about
that. To be fair, it's like 20-1. And like with the hold built into the market, it's basically like zero. But maybe like little bits and pieces from all three could go to Buffalo. But I agree with you. Like, I mean, if we're just doing... if we're stepping back from where the $100, so you're putting it on Buffalo, you know, I'd probably put all of the note on New England right now, just because I think that's the price that's most likely to drop like 5 weeks into the season. But I think like the thing we agree on for sure is that Buffalo enters the season as by a good margin, the best team in the division. It's just how often do they win the division?
17 games next season. How many?
It's really hard to think about. It's really hard to think about already. Yeah.
How many games does Cam Newton start? How many games does Mac Jones start?
I'd say like 50% of the season each ish.
Very interesting, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, not only do you have performance related stuff, but Cam has of all the starting quarterbacks this year, Cam has one of the highest percentage chances to have an injury by far.
Yeah, that is definitely true. But like, yeah, maybe that was the worst of Cam Newton. Maybe he really did have like COVID fog and like played really poorly, and maybe he comes back this year and
They still didn't lose that many games, even despite the worst season ever.
They went 7-9 last year.
Playing as poorly as you can possibly play.
And like, and Belichick's never going to get the credit that he deserves for getting that team to 7-9 last year. One of the best special teams of all time. Love Bill Belichick. AFC North, AFC South, and the AFC West on the other side. And I've got a take on the AFC North that's going to surprise you, unless you've been listening to the show for a long time, which, in case you've heard me say it a bunch, AFC North coming up after this.
You better you bet on the BetQL Audio Network. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.